The Midnight Banjo Show proudly presents A Country Song a Day. The devil's work is thirsty work. Hardworking though this mischievous little toiler might be, though, there's only so much he can do by himself. Which is why he needs a helping hand, or three. This probably explains why he made singer-songwriter Pete Bernard, double bassist Lucia Tirino, and guitarist-slash-tenor-banjoist Cooper McBean. The number wasn't random either. The devil made three, and they are a charm indeed. Oh, and although the music they play might not sound all that devilish at first, know that in a pre-show interview they said that "We don't play metal, but we pretend to in our minds." Howdy over yonder. Welcome to day two of our special mid-season break, or mini-series, called A Country Song a Day. Today's song will be Castles by one of my all-time favorite bands, The Devil Makes Three. In my opinion, this is by far one of the most underrated songs on their album Chains Are Broken, which was released fairly recently, even though the older I get, the fuzzier my perception of time becomes. But anyway, what's on the menu today then? Well, we're going to discuss the musical highlights of this song, which will be the reasons why you should listen to it anyway, as well as the best time of day to do so. Oh, and if you're interested in a booze-pairing session, stay tuned until the end. Oh, by the way, I shouldn't have said booze. We're not savages here. I should have said alcoholic beverage.
The lyrics.
The driving force of the song is exactly that. It's lyrical content, which is the first highlight we'll discuss today. As a rule, at least in my humble opinion, this band's songs could be thematically categorized as follows. Tales of substance abuse, heartache songs,
treatises
on faith and spiritualism, and barn-burning go-getters. This song starts off as a heartache song, but it gets way deeper than that. And I believe it falls within the more philosophical and spiritual category, at least the way I see it. Now, how about we paraphrase the lyrics a little bit so that we know what we're talking about? In the first verse of the song, we're faced with rhetorical questions, prompting us to think that the time is nigh to accept that we have to stand up for ourselves. Then comes the chorus, the lyrical content of which is rather cryptic, as is this band's habit when crafting their more philosophical tunes. It's the first time in the song that we are introduced to the ocean, a symbol that is left vague for now. The chorus goes something like, "They might say they love you and that they understand, but you should see through that. They don't really care. We are the ocean." And then, of course, we have the introduction of "castles made of sand." This phrase makes me think of the expression "building castles in the sky." But these ones here are made of sand. So maybe we're talking about the construction of something more earthy and solid. The next verse is equally rhetorical as the first one, but this time we have taken some distance from the heartache and we're faced with questions that borrow metaphors from weather phenomena, and which seem to be more about life itself and the course it's taking. How many more overcast skies before you realize that it's raining? How many more storms before you know that the sun has left the building? How many water drops does it take to make a whole river? And how many notes will we listen to before we start singing a different tune? And then, of course, we're faced with another chorus of the same lyrical content as the first one, followed by the bridge. The way I see it, this is the part of the song where the ocean symbol is starting to become a little clearer. There's nothing stronger than the force with which water moves, which can cut through cold stone like a knife does through butter. Our fate is in the hands of our sons and daughters, so the future generations. I don't know about you, but when listening to the song and focusing on the lyrics, what I saw as the morale of the bridge was a suggestion to be more fluid, flexible, yet firm like water. I believe that the lyrics of this song spur you on to stand up for who you are, shield yourself in your true nature, be responsive to the flow around you, and work in tandem with others to achieve all your goals and realize all your dreams. Your castles will be built on solid ground.
The vocals.
Pete Bernard's voice, to my ears, sounds like a slightly screechier variant of what we call whiskey voice. If you don't know what that is, how about you listen to Maybe Tomorrow by the band Stereophonics? What am I saying? I'm sure that you must have already heard that song. It was a big deal about a decade ago. Was it a decade? As I said earlier, my perception of time is getting fuzzier and fuzzier. Add to that a definite Dylan-esque style that Bernard's voice is characterized by, I believe that this is another highlight, not only of this song, but of most of their tunes. Bernard's diction is more folksy than country, which is why he reminds me of Bob Dylan, which is an interesting approach to this genre, and there is also something sincere and personable about his vocal hue that just draws you in. Hearing him sing can evoke nostalgia in a sweetly painful way.
The music.
On the band's website, you can find the following regarding this album's musical arrangement. This time, they invited touring drummer Stefan Amidon to power the bulk of the percussion, and his presence remains most amplified as the band seamlessly translated the spirit of their must-see live show into a studio recording. The main highlight of the musical arrangement of this song, or the whole album Chains Are Broken by and large, is the addition of the drums, a full drum set, which permeates the record. While researching this song, I dug a little deeper and found the following review on popmatters.com. This is what they said in that respect. A drummer doesn't fundamentally change the sound of Devil Makes Three, which has always run a pretty wide gamut of rootsy styles. It just changes their approach a bit, and that's not necessarily for better or worse. Chains Are Broken ends up being another excellent addition to the band's already strong recent run of albums. So, the verdict on the drum addition? Hell yeah! It certainly gives an extra kick to their music and drives most of their songs, especially the one that we've selected for today's special. Still looking for extra
reasons why you should listen to it.
Extra reason number one. The song sets the scene for nostalgic contemplation to reminisce about the past. Extra reason number two. It's very philosophical content. Listening to this song mindfully made me think of my own spiritual journey. Might do the same trick for you, who knows? And, extra reason number three, it confirms that the band is so adept at making music that they can pull off any genre they set their minds to, including pop.
The best time of day to listen to the song.
Now, what time of day is best suited for this song, or is this song best suited for, whichever way you like it? I believe that it's probably a night song that can be enjoyed, and this is the booze-bearing part, with a nice long glass of red. If the worst country song of all time was a beer song, this is definitely a wine or even whiskey song, like Pete Bernard's whiskey voice. Listen to it and reflect on your self-improvement. If you like the band's music and you want to check them out a little further, how about you listen to their self-titled debut, as well as their album Redemption and Ruin. If you like this topic and genre, which, the way I see it, falls within what we call dark country, how about you also listen to episode 5 on our series, if you haven't done so already. And now,
the recap.
On today's installment of the mini-series, we were briefed on the band's personnel. That was done very indirectly at the very beginning of the episode, in the intro. We explored the song Castles, in terms of its lyrical and musical highlights. I gave you reasons why you should listen to the song and when you should most optimally do so, as well as suggestions for further listening. Oh, and if all goes to plan, there will be a special full-length Devil May Cry 3 episode in the not-so-near future, though. But it's definitely something to look forward to. Your cup of joe, or cuppa, is ready now. Have a gulp and reflect on the song. Hell, why don't you give it a listen while you're at it, wink wink. Until tomorrow, have yourself a blast. Oh, and remember, a country song a day.